Talking with Betty Hill, famous and first abductee. September 19, 1961, Betty, while driving with her husband Barney, was heading south from Canada.
Right.
When very early in the morning, he saw a strange light behind the car. It was September 19th. But what time was that, Betty, that this light behind the car appeared?
Well, we had crossed over the border into New Hampshire, and I think we started to see this light following. Actually, in the very beginning, I noticed a bright light in the sky, and I thought I was discovering a new planet until it started to move. And this was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So we stopped the car and got out to see what this, we thought it was a plane. So we stopped the car to get out to look at it. And that's when it changed direction and started coming in towards us. Now that was in about the Lancaster area.
So,
and then it followed us for about 30 miles. Paced our car.
And all the while you and Barney were discussing it, what is this? What is that?
Yeah, see, Barney did a World War II. He knew planes. And he's trying to identify this. And it's flying in a very erratic manner, which was very puzzling to us. But this is 61. We've heard, in those days we called them flying saucers. We had no idea what a flying saucer looked like. But we had no fear, just curiosity. We were trying to identify this craft. I did was each morning during the next day, I wrote down what I could remember of my dream.
The following day, which would be the 20th.
And every time I had
I'm sorry, 10 days, right, sure.
After.
So we're talking the 29th, 30th, roughly.
Yeah. And I made a record of these
38
dreams.
Years to the day. Okay.
And
sure.
Then I took and put them away. And then later, several months later, I talked with my supervisor about the meaning of dreams.
And?
And she said, well, maybe it happened.